بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations and the one that has no beginning and no ending. We ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al family and companions. The meaning of Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah is I know, I believe, that is, I accept in my heart, and I declare with my tongue that nothing is worshipped rightfully except Allah. Nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah. The meaning of worship, al-ibadah, in the Arabic language, is the ultimate submission and subjugation, as stated by the linguist and hafiz Taqiyuddin As-Subki. Hence, it is known that worship does not mean just obedience, calling upon, seeking help from, fearing, or hoping, as some people think. Allah, who is one, Al-Wahid, the one who has no partner in Godhood, indivisible, Al-Ahad, the one who does not accept division and having parts, because he is not a body. He is neither a kathif body, which is grasped by hand, like humans, trees, and stones, nor a latif body, that cannot be grasped by hand, like light, darkness, and wind. Without a beginning, al-awwal, the one who has no beginning for his existence. His existence was not preceded by inexistence, and in the same meaning is eternal, al-qadim. When it refers to Allah, because the eternal, the eternity of Allah is His own and is not temporal. Alive, al-hayy, the one attributed with eternal and everlasting life, that is, not dependent on soul, flesh, blood, ligaments, or bone marrow. His life is a confirmed attribute, that is, eternal. The one whose existence is without an end, Al-Qayyum, the one who does not need others, everlasting, Al-Da'im, the one who is not and shall not be annihilated, because it is mentally impossible for Allah to be annihilated. Hence, no one is da'im with this meaning except for Allah, the Creator, Al-Khaliq, the one who brought all the creations from inexistence into existence, the Sustainer, Al-Raziq, the one who makes livelihood reach his slaves, Knowledgeable, Al-Alim, the one who is attributed with the eternal and everlasting attribute of knowledge that does not change, increase, decrease, or get renewed. He is knowledgeable not like other knowledgeable ones, because his knowledge is eternal, and the knowledge of others is originated. Powerful, Al-Qadir, the one attributed with the perfect power. The power of Allah is an eternal and everlasting attribute by which Allah influences the mentally possible, that is, what is possible mentally to exist at one time and not exist at another. By His power, Allah makes things exist and makes them stop existing. The one who does whatever He wills, that is, Allah has the power to bring into existence whatever He eternally willed to exist. Allah is not powerless. He does whatever He wills without toil, and no one prevents him from doing it. That is, whatever Allah will eternally to be existing shall be existing, and whatever Allah did not will eternally to be existing shall not be existing. The will of Allah does not change, because the change of the will is an indication of having a beginning, and having a beginning is impossible to be an attribute of Allah. No one can evade sinning except with Allah's protection, And no one has the ability to obey except with Allah's help. Allah is attributed with all proper perfection, like knowledge, power, and will, and is clear of all imperfection. That is, He is clear of whatever does not befit Him, like ignorance, powerlessness, color, boundaries, being in a direction and place, because all of that is of the attributes of the creation. Allah exists without a place. As He said, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. That is, Allah does not resemble any of His creation in any way. Allah mentioned first that nothing is like Him, and He is attributed with hearing and sight. Hence, no one can misconstrue that the hearing of Allah and His sight are like the hearing and sight of others. Allah is dissimilar to the creations, as Dhunnun al-Misri, may Allah raise his rank, said, whatever you imagine in your mind, Allah does not resemble it. Allah exists without a beginning, and everything else exists with a beginning. That is, started existing after non-existing. He is the creator, and everything else is a creation that has a beginning. The whole universe, with its kind and elements, is originated. Ibn Taymiyyah disagreed about the first part and stated, like the philosophers, that the kind of the universe is eternal without a beginning. Consequently, the Muslims deemed him a blasphemer. Every creation that exists, be it among entities, which are things that have a volume, or deeds, whether voluntary or involuntary, are by the creating of Allah. All the entities from the fine dust, or smaller, to the arsh, which is the largest creation of Allah, are by the creating of Allah. And the outward deeds, including every movement, rest, and inward deeds, including intention and thought of the slaves, that occurs involuntary, is created by Allah. Hence, no one other than Allah, be it nature, which is the state in which Allah made things, such as that the nature of fire is burning, or illah, which is a cause, that whenever it exists, the result exists, and whenever the cause is non-existent, the result is non-existent. Like the movement of the finger with a ring is the cause for the movement of the ring. Nothing creates anything but Allah. Hence, no one other than Allah, be it nature or illah, creates anything. Things become existent by Allah's eternal will, power, and destiny, and in accordance with His eternal knowledge, as mentioned in the Quran, وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Surah Al-Furqan, Ayah 2 means, Allah created everything. He brought all the creations from the state of non-existence into the state of existence. No one creates with this meaning of creating except Allah. Surah Fatir, Ayah 3 means, no one is the creator except Allah. The Mu'tazila disagreed and said the slave creates his own voluntary act. The Muslims deem them blasphemers for this. Imam Abu Hafs Umar ibn Ahmad al-Nasafi, may Allah have mercy on him, said, the Nasafi creed that if a person hit glass with a stone and broke it, then the acts of hitting by the person, which may or may not result in breaking, and breaking, which is the act of the slave done to the glass by throwing the stone, and the state of being broken, the effect taking place in glass of cracking and spreading and the like, were created by Allah, not by the slave. The slave only acquires the act, which is directing one's intention towards the deed, and Allah is the only one who creates it at that time. لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. سورة البقرة آية 286 means every individual self will be rewarded by Allah for the good deeds it acquired and will be accountable for the sins it committed. It should be known that the speech, Kalam of Allah, is one of the attributes confirmed to His eternal and everlasting self. And Kalam is without a beginning, like all of His other attributes, including life, knowledge, power, hearing, and sight. It is eternal because the eternal self is not attributed with a created attribute. From this it is known that the Kalam of Allah is not a letter, sound, or a language, and is not started or finished. As for the words that were brought down on the Prophet, they are expressions of the eternal Kalam, and that is why they are referred to as the Kalam of Allah, because He, the Exalted, is unlike all the creations in the self, that is, His self does not resemble the selves of the creations in attributes, that is, His attributes do not resemble the attributes of the creations, and acts, that is, His acts do not resemble the acts of His creations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greatly clear of all the unbefitting attributes that the blasphemers, those who associate partners to Him, and those who liken Him to His creations attribute to Him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast on La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.